You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DACADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, as promised, this is the show where we try and interpret your dreams. Not because I'm a dreamologist or a dreamyologist. I know some of you think I'm dreamy, but I'm a family doc. That's it. Kind of boring, a family doc. But I love the idea of digging into someone's psyche to try to figure out why they're dreaming a certain dream, all right? So, again, I'm not an expert in this field, but I thought it would be fun for us to kind of look at your dreams, what do you dream about, and try to dissect with some help of some aids that I have online as to what could be going on, all right? So we're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be, talking about what type of assisted living facilities are out there, and have some of you picked assisted living facilities that may not actually be what your mom or dad or grandma or grandpa need. There's been some big concern that some facilities don't give CPR. And then if that's the case, do we need those facilities to kind of advertise that on the front door? All right. Sorry, no CPR here. No CPR aquí. You know, that maybe they need to have a sign, right? No shoes, no socks, no CPR. Sorry. So that's something we're going to also dive into. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But first, I want to talk about one man's dream. Apparently, a 106-year-old gentleman from Massachusetts has finally received his high school diploma. He had to drop out of school before the ninth grade to support his mother and his five siblings. And Fred Butler has been awarded an honorary diploma yesterday during a very emotional ceremony attended by school officials and Mayor Bill Scanlon of Beverly, Massachusetts. Apparently, he had been married for 65 years, raised five children, served in the Army during World War II, and worked years for the city's water department. For some of you saying, what a slacker, he still could have finished high school, I want to cut the guy some slack. Anyway, his daughter-in-law, Kathy Butler, said he always regretted not finishing school and always emphasized the importance of education to his children and grandchildren. He was concerned he didn't earn the diploma, but the mayor said no, it was very well deserved. That is cool. Doesn't that just make you feel all kind of warm and gushy inside? But I want to make a point on this. You know, it is never too old. You're never too old to go back and do what you want to do, right? There's many of you going, well, I can't go and become a doctor. You know, Dr. Dahlia makes medicine look so wonderful, and, she makes Obamacare look so much fun. I would love to practice medicine in a world where Obamacare is taking over. I want to go back to medical school, but damn, I'm 50 years old. I can't do it. Go do it. Listen, we need you. We need you bad. Doctors are fleeing. We are running from the field, screaming, pulling our hair out, arms waving in the air after we pull our hair out. No, go back to medical school. Medical school takes 50-year-olds, 40-year-olds. You're never too old. You know, one of the reasons why I got into radio is one of my friends and I were sitting, and we were talking about, you know, how we're probably going into midlife crises, and I told her how my one regret is I never went into show business. I was geared up for it. I had an agent. I was supposed to go on the Catch a Rising Star circuit, and then I got a scholarship to college, and I would have been the first person in my family to go to college. And be a successfully complete college. And since we didn't have the money for college, my getting an academic scholarship, I had to jump on. So, of course, I put show business aside, and I went to college. And thankfully so, and gratefully so, that UNLV gave me a full academic scholarship. But I always regretted, you know, I never got to, sing for people. Law. I never got to entertain people, make jokes, knock-knock jokes, etc. You know, whatever I thought I could do to please people, dance. And my friend said, well, why don't you do it now? I go, well, I'm too old. I mean, I'm in my late 30s. Who's going to want to, see somebody who's, perimenopausal and, whose breasts are so deflated after breastfeeding? She said, do it. And, I decided, well, I'm not going to do it yet, but maybe I'll start some radio as a public service, and boom. And here I am today, right, singing on the radio, me, and, and everyone's like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, I want your CD. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're such a star. No, and you know what? And I'm happy. I'm proud of myself. So I feel like now I don't have any regrets. Okay, yes, there was Dirk back in college. But other than that, for the most part, in terms of career moves, I don't really have any regrets. So looking at this 106-year-old Massachusetts man, decide to go and finish and receive his diploma, even if it was an honorary diploma, you wanted to always learn a language, learn a language. If you wanted to be a chef, become a chef. Okay, and I'm not talking bucket list stuff. I'm talking you have it in your power to go and start any career you want to. It's really in your power. I would love to, be the CEO of Microsoft, but okay, that may not help. But you want to be a CEO of a company? I mean, it could be a small company. Start out. I mean, there are things you could do. Follow your dreams. Okay, now, speaking of dreams, wasn't that very inspiring? I know I lost my voice this weekend because I was singing with a band and I couldn't hear myself, so I was trying to screech over it, so I apologize about my voice. But speaking of dreams, what we're going to be doing in the next segment is talking about dreams, what dreams mean. Like, for example, when some of us dream about being naked in a dream, what does that mean? Okay, does it mean we're horny? Does it mean we're perverted? Or does it actually mean that we have some self-conscious issues? Do we have some things in our life that we need to work out? The psychology of dreams is fascinating. And again, I apologize, I'm not a dreamologist, but from what I know, being a family practice doc, it's a pretty cool stuff. So your job is to tell me what you're dreaming about. We've been collecting your emails all week long ever since I announced this, plus your calls. Call in now. We're live, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschummel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries, or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off. Only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy, who is sponsoring this segment of the show. All right, so why do we dream? What does it mean when we have a recurrent dream? If you're always dreaming of being naked, you know, and running around naked, or if you always have a dream about a cab and there's a cab always in your dream, or, you know, I mean, these things to me are fascinating, absolutely fascinating. We don't get a lot of this in medical school. We don't learn to interpret dreams. There's not a lot of science behind dreams, even though Sigmund Freud probably was the closest in terms of really nailing down why we dream and how we dream and what dreams can mean. But it is something that we deal with on a daily and nightly basis. Even with your little baby naps, if you go into REM sleep, you will have a dream. Some of you have recurrent dreams. Some of you have dreams that don't mean anything. You have absolutely no idea why you dreamt it. And then some of you have dreams that you think are predicting the future, and it frightens you. So let's just quickly just review what is, you know, a dream. Okay. Now, we really don't know exactly what is a dream. We don't know why people dream. We think we do. Okay, but we don't really, really know. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Is it that you've received all this stimuli throughout the day and your brain is trying to process it? And as it's trying to process it, it makes stories, okay? Or are these old memories and the brain is trying to remember the old memories, and as it remembers the old memories, it inputs some of the later stimuli and makes this mishmash of things. People have been kind of confused with some of the theories that have come up with dreams, because if it is a little bit chaotic, and if your brain is going through a little bit of chaos as it sleeps, and there's outside stimuli and memories and things coming and going, then why is the dream a story? I mean, some of us, when we have a dream, there's a beginning, there's a protagonist, an antagonist, there's some pretty gruesome subject matter, then there's a climax, a climax to the story. Some of you may climax also. And then there's a resolution to the story, and then there's a moral to the story, and then you wake up feeling like you just read through Aesop's Fables or maybe Beowulf. And I mean, if it is so chaotic, and if it's supposed to be a mishmash of memories and external stimuli and things that happened today and yesterday, and then how the hell does a story come? Now, some of you say, no, Dahlia, it is a mishmash. Okay? I could be with my dog in one scene, then in another scene of my dream having sex, and then I'm at a train station. And then I'm hearing this weird sound at a train station that's really, really loud. Bong, bong. And then I wake up and that bong, bong is my alarm clock. Okay, so some of you do have a little bit of a mishmash. I get that. I get that. But for many of us, we actually have some sort of a story. Now, Sigmund Freud, who is, our forefather in psychoanalytic theory, he had interpreted dreams, and he has a famous book on the interpretation of dreams where he talks about the manifest content and the latent content, where your manifest content is actual images, thoughts, and content in the dream, and the latent content represents the hidden psychological meaning of the dream. Freud was probably the forefather of us going into dream theory and trying to figure out why you're dreaming and what it could mean. And even though many of you say, nah, Joseph in the Bible did. You do got that right. Remember Joseph in the Coat of Many Colors? He goes to Egypt, right? And the Egyptian pharaoh at the time had a dream of, I guess, 7 fat cattle and then 7 skinny cattle, and the skinny cattle ate the fat cattle. And Joseph said, well, yeah, you're going to have 7 good years, then you're going to have 7 bad years, and the 7 bad years are going to overtake the good years. You may want to start storing some grain in the silos. And I was like, oh, Joseph, you're so cool. Even though your dad made that funny coat on you, you're so cool. Okay, so you would say Joseph would probably have been one of the first with the dream interpretations, but there were others too. I mean, throughout Old Testament, New Testament, etc. Okay, but anyway, but Freud is the one that started to get us thinking, okay, what could all this mean? Now, in the 70s, you had people come up with the activation synthesis model of dreaming. Exactly. It basically put everybody to sleep. But basically, they had identified, well, it's your limbic system that's involved in emotions, sensations, memories. You got your amygdala. I told you the amygdala was coming back. Mm-hmm. You got the amygdala. You got the hippocampus. They become active. The brain synthesizes, interprets the internal activity, attempts to find meaning of the signals. Boom. Now you have a dream. Okay? So, and of course, remember, your body wants to put things together. Remember when I told you guys about how there was this invisible cloak that researchers were able to make, kind of similar to the, in that movie, with James Bond, where they were able to make a car invisible. Well, anyway, researchers were able to make an invisible cloak. And how they did this was basically kind of a play on the heat and the bouncing light waves, and they used the theory of the mirage. When you see a mirage when you're walking around the desert, basically light is bouncing, and when it bounces off a hot surface, sometimes you get these hues of light wavelengths, little spots of blue. Well, if your body doesn't understand what the hell it's looking at, it makes sense of it. And your body will turn that little blue spot into a lake. So you interpret it, and so you don't think you're going insane. That's a trick that the body does. So my guess and the gist that I pick up with all this is you have all these stimuli and the brain doesn't like chaos. So it puts it in some form that makes some sense. So for those of you having an erotic dream about Dr. Dahlia, that would make sense. As opposed to me and my face just popping in and out going, hi, don't eat beans. They make you, you see, instead your body will know, come up with a story or come up with some sort of sequence of the events. Now, could people predict the future with dreams? Some people claim they have. All right. Now you do have people that I believe can predict the future. That's going to be another topic for another day because I want to get into your dreams, what you guys are dreaming about, what your recurrent dream is. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But if you do have some foresight and you think you could predict events coming, your body, your mind will make a series of events. Now, can people actually see the whole event? Kind of like Sherlock Holmes did in the movie? No, I don't think so. But yeah, I do think if you do have foresight, that's the time when the body tells you. For some of us that are very spiritual and we think that the other side does speak to us, during dreams and our subconscious is a phenomenal time for people who have left this earth to try to communicate with us. If you feel like your family members have communicated with you, many of you say, nah, it wasn't when I was Googling or Facebooking. It was when I was asleep. Now, my father has never spoken to me in my dream, but then again, he really didn't talk to me when he was alive. I was a little girl, I don't think he found any of my conversations really fascinating. But I do feel like every now and then he pops into my dream, not because I'm thinking about him, but he just wants me to know that he's there. All right. And it's kind of like, hi, how's it going? And see ya. And so to me, I believe that's an outlet, that's a medium for you to somehow, be able to, still, feel your ancestors. Has God ever spoken to me? No. God's never spoken to me. I believe he's given me signs, right? I think he's given me a lot of signs. But no, I would drop dead of a heart attack, God forbid, if God spoke to me during a dream. I wouldn't know what to do. Because what if he told me to, like what happened with Abraham and Isaac, go sacrifice your son. I'm like, oh God, yeah, I'm here. I don't know what I would do. I don't know. You always wonder. The Bible was on. Did any of you guys see the Bible this weekend? Yeah, oh my gosh. I think they did a pretty good job. But what's interesting is when Abraham goes up to Sarah, saying God spoke to me. And this is what he said. Did Sarah believe him and go, okay, if God spoke to you, I believed you? Or, did she look at Abraham and go, what? Everybody says God speaks to them. Well, why would I believe you? Kind of wonder, how much did that happen? How much did that happen where people in biblical times thought God spoke to them? And why did everybody believe Abraham or Moses or Jesus as opposed to Billy Bob? Does God speak to everybody at one point? Or what if Abraham was wrong? What if Abraham was wrong? Now, we know he wasn't, right? Because he sent a goat rather than him needing to kill Isaac. So I think we were right on that one. But what if you were schizophrenic in biblical times and it really wasn't the Lord speaking to you? That would be scary. All right, guys, don't go away. Let's interpret your dreams. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. What do you dream about?
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month,
or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95.
And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're about to talk about what some common themes are with dreams and what they could mean, and what are some things that you continually dream about. Like, let's say Big Bird. Let's say Big Bird is in your dream. Well, Big Bird brings you back to your childhood. Big Bird is yellow. Big Bird, very odd jokes. I'd be more worried if you dreamt about Snuffleupagus. But having Big Bird in your dream, kind of, you know, you want to revert back to your childhood. You want to have fun again. You know, you want to maybe shed some of your... responsibilities. So something like that, I would say, would be a positive type of thing. You know, some of you have dreams that you're bleeding, and you bleed, Now, for that, I tried looking that one up. One of you had asked me, you know, what does it mean when you have your period in your dream or you bleed in front of people? Well, that's different than having a bleeding dream, okay? Having a, you know, wearing white pants and accidentally having your period in front of people, right, because, you know, the pad or the tampon wasn't absorbent enough, you know, to me, that means you are overwhelmed. You don't think you have it all together. You think that you can't control certain situations. Things are a little bit beyond your reach, beyond your control. And I think having a period within your dream and you being embarrassed in your dream is just, you know, another, you know, it's the icing on the cake to your day. Get to ruin your day thinking about that. But to me, it's a reminder that you need to get your poop together and you probably need to go to Sam's Club and upgrade to the Super Absorbent Plus tampons. Not because you're going to, you know, have a heavy period or anything like that. It reminds you to prepare a little bit. Be prepared. Go get your freeze-dry guy and stock up your closets. Be prepared, because if you're not prepared, it's going to be embarrassing. That's how I look at that. Now, what about you bleeding? What about you cutting yourself and the bleeding doesn't go away? To me, if you have a dream of recurrent bleeding, it could mean you're a hemophiliac. Good point. Yeah, check your PTPTT. Go to your doctor or check your CBC, your PTPTT, just because that may be God's way of telling you you could be a hemophiliac and have easy bleeding. Not bad. Good job. Not bad. But from a psychological standpoint, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. We're talking about recurrent dreams, what you dream about. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, a lack of control where you can't stop something. You know, when you're bleeding and you're looking at yourself, you know, you watch yourself bleeding, you think you have a sense of control by trying to stop the bleeding. Okay, and for most of us, thank God we've been able to. But for some of us who unfortunately had a wound where we couldn't stop the bleeding, very, very scary to think that you can't control something. But not only something that you can't control, bleeding from yourself means you can't control something on your own body. Okay, not controlling the weather or the impending snowstorm, you know, that's happening now in the Midwest is something completely different than not controlling bleeding. So if you dream about a storm, to me, that's not as psychologically severe as you dreaming about your bleeding. You see what I mean? And so to me, that means that you need to kind of, you know, regroup when you wake up. And, you know, see, look, is there something that you think you wouldn't be able to control? And if something bad happened, would you hemorrhage? Either hemorrhage financially, either hemorrhage by losing your family. Okay? It's a thought. And I know some of you are like, what, Dr. Dahlia, come on, please. Dreams don't bear that much meaning. Fine. Okay, then you tell me why, you know, if you got a paper cut in your dream and you're bleeding profusely out of it, then what that means. You tell me then what that means, because I'd like to know. Because every now and then I do have a bleeding dream. Now, for me, it makes sense. This is a recession. My medical expenses at the office is extremely expensive. I could definitely see our finances hemorrhaging. So I, you know, to me that makes sense. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The majority of you will have a dream where you're naked in the dream. And you don't realize you're naked until halfway through the dream. Then in the dream, you're naked. Some people are laughing at you. Some people are going, wow, Dr. Dahlia, whoo, you look good. So, you know, if you have a dream like that, okay, then that's good. Me, I honestly don't. Usually in my dreams, I'm very embarrassed that I'm naked. Extremely embarrassed, especially because someone's stepping on my breast. And by being naked, that sometimes means you're not very, it could be another control issue. That's always an easy answer. But you don't feel very confident about certain things. You don't feel prepared. You feel like you could be hiding something. Okay, so if me, you know, Dr. Dolly, if I'm having a dream about being naked in my dream, it's usually not sexual. Usually, you know, yeah, being naked in your dream usually has nothing to do with sex. It has to do more with, and you know, you just kind of just being out there in the cold. It can mean you're being alone. It can mean you're hiding something. You know, I mean, you know, to me, maybe it means that my ratings aren't as good as I think they are. And I better get my act together. I don't know. So, you know, being naked in your dream is an extremely common pervading theme. It could mean that you have been living a lie. Right? Dr. Dahlia's ratings aren't all that good. Maybe that's why I'm dreaming about being naked. Okay? Living a lie. Maybe it means you have to work on your self-esteem. If you can't handle being naked in a dream, why is it? What are you not feeling confident about yourself? Do you not like your body? Do you not like your weight? Do you not like your... So, you know, if you ever have a dream about nakedness, you know, I don't want you all freaking out that, you know, you're perverted or something just because there was a kid in the dream, which is also something we're going to want to talk about too. Sex dreams. Sex dreams with people you're not supposed to be having sex dreams with. I know some of you guys are on the line. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. We're going to get to you as quickly as we can. Yeah, here we go. We got Mike from Edwardsville, Illinois. Mike, what you dream about?
Well, I'm a truck driver.
And all right, amen.
In my dream, I wake up as my truck is sliding backwards over a cliff. I've had this several times, and I'll jump in the passenger in the driver's seat, slam on the brakes, put the truck in gear, and try to pull mm-hmm. forward everything I can think of to keep from sliding over the cliff. But I can't stop the truck from sliding over the cliff backwards, and just before it all goes over, I wake up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good, good. So you don't die in the dream.
No, I don't die in the dream.
Okay, good, good, good. I mean, to me, and again, I'm not a dreamologist, Mike, but I mean, listen, you guys are, I mean, what you guys have to handle is extremely stressful. And I think to me, okay, and some people think I'm just pulling this out of my sigmoid, but to me, a dream like that would mean sometimes you feel you're a little overwhelmed by your job. Sometimes you feel like one day you're just not going to have it all together. And you may have a mishap like that. And it's probably a thought that you may subconsciously have. And the fact that you're dreaming about it kind of reminds you the next day, oh my gosh, this could happen. It's probably a defense mechanism, keeping you always on your toes, keeping you always prepared because something like this could happen. Because when most people have accidents or do something stupid, it's when they think they're infallible. So maybe it's a protective mechanism, or maybe it just shows that you're always kind of concerned about safety and kind of concerned about the load that you have and how dangerous your job actually is. And it doesn't mean you don't like the job, but it means you're very aware. Make sense?
It does make sense. And you talk about how dangerous our job is. I just looked it up. We're number 9 on the list of the most dangerous jobs in America. So
yeah, I can even believe higher. I can even believe higher, because think about also the lack of exercise a lot of you guys get and the loneliness being on the road. You know, it's rough. Well, Mike, God bless you and all the truckers out there. I love you guys. All right, guys, when we come back, what happens if you have dreams about having sex with people like your boss, like a relative that you're not supposed to? Plus, let's hear your dreams. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I've gotten emails from you guys, and calls regarding, okay, what about, like, for example, a cab, if there's always a cab in your dream. Well, it could mean you've always wanted to go to New York. Okay, New York is kind of fun. Maybe you kind of like a busier life. Maybe sometimes the idea of cabs driving by you more exciting. Maybe you need some more excitement in your life. Or cab could signify you need something else to rely on. Okay? If you need a cab, that means you can't walk to where you need to go. It means you can't drive to where you need to go. It means you can't take the subway, right? You know, so you need to hail a cab, right? And sometimes if we look deeper, a cab could actually signify somebody's kind of giving you a ride. Somebody's taking you. You feel like you're kind of being taken, but you need to be taken. Not that cab drivers take you. I mean, they do a service and they deserve to get paid for it. But the idea that you are always need a ride type of thing, sometimes that could be something that suggests that it just something that you need that, I guess you're reliant on somebody else when you don't want to be. Okay. One of you had asked me about a cafeteria in your dream. What does it mean if there's a cafeteria? I mean, it could mean you're hungry. You know, when you dream about food, I really believe that that could mean that you're hungry. I do. It could be that, or it could mean you have all these decisions to make and you don't know what to choose. Okay. Or it means you need to, refurbish, your kitchen. Okay. I don't know. Or that you just saw Glee. You know, when you watch Glee, there's a lot of cafeteria. Remember, you gotta be very careful dream interpretation, people, because there might have been a scene in a movie. See, most of my dreams, I don't really give a lot of thought to, because it's usually something that was in a movie. I don't know if you guys remember the, movie Arachnophobia with John Goodman. Remember, John Goodman played a exterminator in the movie Arachnophobia? Well, for days I had dreams about spiders and nightmares about spiders. I cannot watch a movie. I don't know if you guys know this. I cannot watch a movie where there's a snake or a spider, even if I don't feel scared of a spider or snake, because when I go to sleep that night, there will be a spider in that dream. And it's pretty scary. There'll be spiders. There'll be lots of spiders. So I tell my kids, there's going to be, like Lord of the Rings. Remember there was that big, huge spider at the end? Oh, that scared the heck out of me. Okay, so there was a big, huge spider. And I'm like, Lord of the Rings was a good movie. Oh, Aragorn was so sexy. Very great movie. And then all of a sudden, I mean, for weeks, I had dreams about the spider. Now, why? Well, it's because I do have a fear of spiders. I was bit by a spider. When I used to not have a fear of spiders, I got bit by a spider when I was younger. The infection took up my whole leg. I wasn't at risk of losing the legs, but it was pretty scary. And then I guess I might have, gotten a phobia just because I don't want to get bit. I don't think it's a phobia. I think it's a proper, defense mechanism, if you ask me. And so now I have dreams. So to me, that's all brain manipulation. Okay, that doesn't mean God's talking to me. That doesn't mean it's the afterlife. That doesn't mean I'm predicting the future. It just means my brain's kind of manipulating that. Okay, so that's how I look at that with spiders. Now, chasing. A lot of times we get chased. And we always feel like we're running from a bad guy. Okay, well, when you dream about being chased and you're scared in your dream, to me that means, you're very fearful of something going on in your life right now. Now, some of us could be like, I'm fine. The economy still stinks. That's fine. But, what is it that you're worried about? And if there is something that you're continually worrying about, sometimes that'll manifest in a chase dream. I get chase dreams a lot, and in my chase dreams, one of my recurrent dreams, we're talking about recurrent dreams, what's your recurrent dream, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, is I'm running, and I need to run through people's backyards, I need to run through people's homes, or I'm running through a building, and I'm trying to find a hiding spot, or I need to find a little crevice, or doorway that could lead me to another building that hopefully buys me a little bit of time for me to regroup my breath because I'm having low oxygenation and my cardiac output is, starting to weaken and I'm, feeling like I'm losing a little bit of my hypoxic reserves. Okay, so I dream about that. I never get caught in my dream, but I have that stress of always trying to flee. No, I'm not an illegal immigrant. No, I just have these chase dreams. And that's a dream. Now, when we did our dream segment a couple years ago, one of you had asked about having sex dreams with your boss. And they were same-sex dreams. And this particular person wasn't gay. And he had no idea why he would be dreaming that. And many of you have asked me about, well, you know, what happens if I'm dreaming about somebody at the office who I am not sexually attracted to, but I'm having a sex dream about them? Okay, you can have a sex dream about somebody you're not sexually attracted to, and it doesn't mean you're sexually attracted to them. You can. Having sex with a person that you deem ugly or you deem repulsive could mean something completely different. It could mean more like of a power type of thing. I mean, there could be somebody you hate. Now, remember, be very careful, because love and hate, very similar. You know, hate is not the opposite of love. Apathy is. So love and hate are a lot more similar than people think. Or it could be somebody that you just don't even think about, you don't even give any thought to, and then you have a sex dream about them. To me, what that means is that's your mind telling you, don't blow this person off. This is not somebody that you should ignore. And the reason why you're having a sex dream about somebody, let's say in the mail room, when you're working two buildings away on the sixth floor, let's say, is because your mind is telling you, don't blow off either that particular person or that particular rank or that particular job description. Or it's trying to tell you that, you know, there could be something really significant coming in the mail. You see what I mean? You see how abstract this could go? I know some of you are like, Dr. Dahlia, please, really? You have sex with somebody in the mail room? It's a fantasy. No, I don't think so. Because again, see, to me, a fantasy would be somebody that you really want to be with. I'm talking about when you have sex with somebody that abhors you, that you wouldn't even think about. Either they mean nothing to you or they're somebody you hate. Now, homosexual dreams. Having homosexual dreams, does that mean you have a tendency to be homosexual? No. Now, do humans, and let's go backwards, animal species, do animals have the tendency for homosexual thoughts or homosexual, if they're presumed straight? Do they have those? Absolutely. There's a lot of innate instincts for us to do the opposite of what we think or to experiment, etc. So for people who are always hearing about, you know, what their gay friends are doing, and, you know, if you ever, you know, started a thought, well, gosh, what would that be like? Absolutely, that could then be in your dream. So it's very easy if you had have a dream of a homosexual experience, not because you're homosexual, or same thing, a homosexual having a dream about a heterosexual experience. It doesn't mean they're turning or they're changing or they're coming out in a, you know, differently, but it could mean it's an intrigue and your body is trying to give you that picture so you know what you're not experiencing. So, you know, but what if you have a homosexual dream about your boss and you hate your boss, okay? Or you hate your radio host. No, you hate your boss. It's a power thing. You having a sex dream with your boss is a power thing where you feel you are subservient to them. And in your dream, you have the power and the strength to be on a same playing field. And that's your mind's opportunity to be on that same playing field. It doesn't mean go and try to have sex with your boss. Does that make sense? All right, still taking your calls. Call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.